It's wild, it's wacky, it's slick, it's savvy. It's the Madcap Daffy Fracture Ding-a-ling Ring-a-ding Loony Zany Size-splitting Rib-tickling Slap-happy World of
My Main Music Man, Vince Vinyl on 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek.
About the shape I'm in, I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you, I might not give the answers that you want me to. Now when I talk to God, I knew he'd understand. He said, stick by me and I'll be your God in hand. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to.
Tell, 'cause he's here now. Some try to leave my one of the best bands in the state right there. That's NorCal's own Fried Brothers and a song from their first album called Church Bells. The Fried Bros, definitely one of the best biker bands on the planet. Yeah, I know Charlie Brechtel and some of those guys got some chops, but the Fried Bros just seem to have it all. They got the whole package. You never know what you're going to get, but you're going to get something good. Fleetwood Mac was in that set, and an old one from them called Oh Well, back decades before Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham joined when they were a blues band. Nice track. Hey, it's 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek. I'm Vince Vinyl, and hey, I want to give a shout-out to old friend Mark Lewis. He and wife Kelly have run Ghost Cycles up in Antioch for the last several years, and tomorrow is their last day in business, and we want to wish them well, and especially want to wish Miss Kelly well. I think positive thoughts. I know we're pirate radio, but we got to pay for this high-tech instrumentation somehow. So let me get in a message. I'll be right back.
I'm miserable, right? Well, I got a right to be. I get up this morning, my alarm clock didn't go off. I was late. I go into shave, I cut myself. I'm miserable, right? I go into work, my boss says, this is the fourth time you've been late this week. You're fired. I said, but boy, he said, you're fired. I'm miserable, right? I go down and meet my girl. She finds out I ain't got a job. She want nothing to do with me. I'm miserable, right? Then I'm walking down the street. I see a sign in the window. It said, you're miserable, right? I said, right. It said, try some new life. So I buy a bottle. Well, now I'm gonna take one of these life pills. I'm still miserable, right? Maybe I'll take two more. I'm still miserable, but I'm not as miserable as I was a few moments ago. As a matter of fact, I feel a little better right about now. As a matter of fact, I feel kind of groovy. As a matter of fact, I think I'm high on life.
Life, the little pill that helps you get through those days when you feel miserable, right? Get high on life.
Clear and cold is the weather forecast for the KCUF hood. Temperatures got to the low 50s today in Boulder Creek and most of the San Lorenzo Valley, and a couple of degrees warmer coast side. Low 20s overnight tonight and down in the teens in some areas. And about the same on Saturday, and Sunday night might be the coldest night of the weekend. And not much change into the work week. It's going to be pretty darn cold for the next several days. Say, here's a track from Panhead Steve and Modesto Art.
Oh, that makes me smoke.
You're listening to Vince Vinyl on the hottest sounds in town. 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek.
By the time I was paying dues. It's not over yet.
Yeah. down in the dark of night. Figures stood above me, shattered the light. Felt a hand upon my shoulder, dragged me to my feet. Felt a fear right beside me that came from beneath. A sudden recognition, I feel a madness.
the gut workout. Before you get, you got to give. You gotta make a gut workout. Before you die, you got to live.
Little bit of an unlikely pairing on that album. Fairly straight-laced English cat Graham Nash out of the fairly tame English pop band The Hollies got together with a guy who has long been known for drugs and partying in the extreme, David Crosby. Crosby Nash there and a song called Love Workout. And we heard from the Young Dubliners and Don't You Worry. Grand Funk did Dues. GFR, Grand Funk Railroad, one of the original metal bands, and originally a power trio. And it got a lot of fans as a three-man band, but about the time of, We're American Band or Born to Die, something like that, they got a keyboard player, made them a lot more commercial, and gave them a lot broader kind of sound. Started this set off with another song with a similar title, Paying Dues. Big Art Serpa from the Central Valley doing the vocals on that track, and a Sunnyvale cat named Steve Bailey taking care of most of the other instruments.
Hi, this is your personal nurse on KCUF. Hope you can catch my show weekdays at noon here on the hottest sounds in town. I talk to celebrities, experts, discussing sex, love, relationships, and health issues for KCUF listeners. My guest in the studio last week was Dr. Jessup Belfruitcake, a senior fellow at the Boulder Creek Human Sexuality Research Facility. Dr. Belfruitcake fielded several phone calls on a wide variety of issues. Here's a sample.
Hi, I'm Janine from Newport Beach. Here's my question. My husband's a slob. How can I get him to clean up his act?
If a person is nasty, they're just going to be nasty. You're not going to take somebody and make them over. He wants to wear the same damn underwear. I know men to wear the same damn underwear for a week at a time and won't even change that damn underwear. Does she think she's going to change him? She's not going to change him. The only thing she's got to look forward to, he's going to get worse.
Hi, my name's Connie from Long Beach. My husband constantly wants sex. What should I do?
Well, just let us say no. Say, hell no. I don't want it, and that's all there is to it. Go stick it out the window.
Hi, my name's John from Detroit, and I had a question. My wife wants to go to a nudist colony for vacation. What do you think?
She wants to go to a nudist colony? What does she want to do? See some new penises? Is that the idea? She wants to take a good look at a whole array of penises? God almighty, what people won't do. She's not satisfied with the one she's got.
Hi, my name is Karen, and I'm from Detroit, Michigan, and I have a big dilemma. I'm in love with my boss, but my boss is married. What should I do?
His wife ought to come up there and beat the out of him. That's what should happen, yeah.
It's Vince Vinyl with you until midnight, and I sure appreciate you tuning in. We're Pirate Radio for Boulder Creek, 92.9 KCUF. Hope all is well in your part of the world. We're into a new year now, 2007. Who'd have thunk? Want to take this opportunity to wish all of our listeners a happy new year. I think it's going to be a darn good year. If it doesn't start out that way, we'll make it a good year. Here's a track from Roy Rogers and Nope, Not the Cowboy.
Don't you blame me for a fool. pretty babe, sing me a song. Make it loud, make it long. Pretty babe, sing me a song. Make it wild, make it long. I'll go anywhere with you. Down the side street or an avenue. Pretty babe, sing me a song. Make it glide. Make my heart sing, make my heart swoon. Pretty babe, sing me a verse. Take me across the whole universe. Over the sand of the old mill pine. Over the sea and the stars beyond. Pretty babe, we'll be right back.
about 17. Being so strong, play my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. Where we can be alone. And next we were moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we were moving on. He was with me.
Watching life between the branches below. And it's hard to say who you are these days, but you run on anyway, don't you, baby? You keep running for another place to find that saving grace. I'm moving on alone, over ground that no one owns, past statues that atone for my sins. There's a guard on every door, and a drink on every floor, overflowing with a thousand amens. And it's hard to say are these days, but you ride on anyway, don't you, baby? You keep running for another place to find that saving grace, don't you, baby? Carpet of your father's two-room mansion, no headroom for expansion no more. And there's a corner of the floor, they're telling you it's yours. You're confident but not really sure. And it's hard to say are these days, but you ride on anyway, don't you, baby? You keep running for another place to find that saving grace, don't you, baby? You keep running for another place to find that saving grace, don't you, baby?
Thank you. I'm liking that one. That's a new track from Tom Petty, and it's a good one. It's called Saving Grace, and it's from the new Tom Petty album. Over the last couple decades, that guy has been one of the most consistent artists that I can think of. The Byrds was in that set, another David Crosby thing called So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star, an old one. Kind of an old one from Suzy Quatro, too. And I love rock and roll. That's an anthem that we need to carry into 2007. We heard a song from Willie Nile and started the set off with Roy Rogers and See Me Coming. I'm Vince Vinyl, and it's 92.9 FM. Sure appreciate you listening.
Hot rock radio. If the records weren't free, we'd be all new.
And now this word from the Handsome Boy Modeling School.
Yeah, well, let me tell you about some of the things that I've learned at the Handsome Boy Modeling School. First of all, as far as hygiene, you know, that was like one of the first classes that I took. And I, you know, between you and me, I needed it. They taught me, you know, how to wash myself in the right way, you know, how to wash my penis. Most modeling schools, they don't teach you that kind of stuff. It was one of the classes that I learned from my teacher, with Nathaniel Merriweather. Maybe you have heard of him, I don't know. They also taught me about table etiquette. What fork do you use for the salad? And what fork do you use for, you know, soup or whatever? And that is something that I learned from Chess Rockwell. other things about etiquette, like you don't fart in front of a lady. I learned that from Chef. He told me in, I think it was, you know, probably the second class, that you can't just light a match and expect that she is not going to notice that the smell is emanating in the room. But Chef Rockwell, he said, you know what? Here's what you do. You got to fart. You wait until after the date is over when you go home. That is when you do your farting. Etiquette. It is the backbone of the Handsome Boy Modeling School.
Here's a great, great track from Brit rocker Richard Thompson.
Says Red Molly to James, that's a fine motorbike. A girl could feel special on any such like. Says James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled her on behind and down to Box Hill they did ride. Oh, says James to Red Molly, is a ring for your right hand. But I tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. For I fought with the law since I was 17. I robbed many a man to get my Vincent machine. Now I'm 21 years, I might make 22. And I don't mind dying, but for the love of you. And if it should break my stride, then I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Sergeant McRae, for they're taking a young James A.D. for armed robbery. Shotgun blast hit his chest, left nothing inside. Oh, come down Red Molly to his dying bedside. When she came to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out of a road, he was running out of breath. But he smiled to see her cry. I said, I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Says James, in my opinion, there's nothing in this world beats a 52 Vincent and a red-headed girl. Now mountains and Indians and grievances won't do. Ah, they don't have a soul like a Vincent 52. Oh, he reached for a hand and he slipped her the keys. Said, I've got no further use for these. I see angels and aerials in leather and chrome, swooping down from the heaven to carry me home. And he gave her one last kiss and died. And he gave her his Vincent to ride.
I got my first motorcycle when I turned 16. I remember my mama raising Cain with me. She said, son, tell me why you wanna ride that thing. She didn't know about the blonde at the Dairy Queen. I got my own reasons why I do what I do. I like to ride motorcycles and she likes it too. I like to ride motorcycles and she likes it too. I always wore my hair just a little too long, and Daddy didn't like it and he made no bones. And if I'd gotten it cut like he wanted me to, she wouldn't have had nothing left to run her fingers through. I got my own reasons why I do what I do. I like to wear my hair long, and she likes it too. I like to wear my hair long, and she likes it too. I remember riding around with my buddies back home, listening to some country on the radio. When they tried to change the station to some rock and roll, I turned the Opry up just as loud as it'd go. I got my own reasons why I do what I do. Well, I like country music, she likes it too. Yeah, I like country music, she likes it too. Now I got a big Harley and my hair's still long, and I'm still listening to a country song. I got my own reasons why I do what I do. I know what I like, she likes it too. I know what I like, she likes it too. Yeah, I know what I like, she likes it too.
Comes and it goes eternally. Ghost
the mountain, rattles in the skies, fly into the fog. You can say I'm sailing by, you can try riding high on a hog. You can hear I'm wailing cry if you try. Ghost to mountain, rattles in the sky. Mountain rattles in the skies, flying through the fog. You can see I'm sailing by if you try riding high on a hog. You can hear I'm wailing cry if you try. Ghost of mountain rattles in the sky. Holy, holy, oh, rumbles, old lady, who? Holy, holy, oh, rolls, old lady, ooh, ooh, ooh. Hee, 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 ha, ghost mountain rattles in the sky.
Any artist that uses a big V-twin as one of the instruments in his band gets extra credit around here. And yodeling, in fact, is double points. Let's get in one more song before the break.
If your man gets busted, I want you to have your fun. If your man gets busted, Lord knows I want you to have your fun. Bring your price down, mama, for Barrel House all night long. If you're ever down in sunny land, but the don't you mess around. Ever down in sunny land, Lord, don't you mess around. The ladies down there, Lord, they make the preacher lay the good book down. There's nothing wrong with that now, Doc. How else you gonna get little preachers? You got it. travel down in Dixie. Take a train on down to Tennessee. Yeah, go down in Dixie, mama. Take a train on down to Tennessee. Ladies down there, they forever walking and stopping and sitting and laying and jumping all over me. Man gets busted, and I certainly hope he do. I want you to have your fun. If your man gets busted, I want you to have your fun. Price down, Mom. Ah, oh, you know a barrel house on that.
Sage advice indeed there from Cove Scribner. If your old man get busted. We heard a track from the Bard of Salinas. Larry Hosford did a song about the local motorcycle club, Ghost Mountain Riders in the Sky. And Alan Jackson did She Likes It Too and started off with a track called 1952 Vincent Black Shadow, a track that gets many requests at KCUF. It's from Richard Thompson, and you know he's one of our faves. Vince, you know who you are. Now this.
Bud finds her.
Roadkill on the information highway.
Get ready for the sensational Jumpin' George Rock and Roll Jubilee, opening next Monday at the Paramount Theater, San Francisco. You'll see in person the greatest rock and roll stars of the day. Gloria Mann, Hank Ballard, and Shirley and Lee. The Robins and Laverne Baker. The Eldorados and the great Al Hibbler. I'll be emceeing three shows a day. For the first show, it's a matinee Monday, 2:30 at the Paramount Theater for 1 week. For the Jumpin' George Rock and Roll Jubilee, I'll see you there.
Hey, I'll be emceeing this very show, the Vince Vinyl Show, tomorrow night at about this same time, 8 o'clock until midnight. Personal nurse will probably sit in for a couple of hours for me tomorrow. I'm going to take a run up to Antioch and see Mark and Miss Kelly at Go Cycles, but I'll be back for the close, and man, I had a great time tonight. I sure appreciate you folks listening. Adios.
I said, I'm feeling kind of rough. Let me break it to you, son. Your shit's fucked up. I said, my shit's fucked up. Well, I don't see how. He said, the shit that used to work won't work now. Shucks, oh well. Now it's all fucked up. It's
shot to hell. Yeah, yeah, my shit's fucked up. Had to happen to the best of us. Rich folks suffer like the rest of us. It'll happen to you.
Listening to KCUF 92.9 FM, Boulder Creek.
Actually, I'd like to do a song I wrote for you. It's about a girl that I was in love with about 5 years ago. I had a lot of money. I just left a previous job and to go into comedy. And I thought I'd saved up enough money to last me a while. And I met this girl and I fell in love with her. And we went through all my cash in about a year. So I wanted to impress her, you know, show her how much I loved her and how cool she was. And I remember when I ran out of cash, she said, Sam, you're just, you're just not as exciting to be with anymore now that you're broke. And we found so many neat things about each other that I hate to see the whole relationship go to waste just because the passion's gone. Can we still, like, stay in touch and talk to each other when it rains? Maybe go to a movie once in a while and have dinner. Still be friends. Would that be okay? So I'll never forget her. She left an impression on me. Plus, it took me about 3 years to get out of debt. I wrote her this song. I think you'll like it. It goes like this. Sure, I'll play.